We have three topics we wanted to try to cover today. One is preparing for the M&A event, and Matt will take the lead on that. I'll then go over kind of key deal terms in a private company transaction, and Jordan will take the lead on going over some ethical issues that come up in M&A transactions.
Thanks, Rob, and Rob for the introductions. When I hear that I have extensive experience in deals and financings and merger, I think it's a proxy for saying I've done this for a very long time, longer than I even realize at times. So getting old, and with that, we gain experience and get the scars to prove it. So thank everybody for being here this afternoon. We're in the home stretch for everybody. I know it's Memorial Day weekend coming up, and it's nice outside, and it's hot, but it's nice outside. So thanks for staying. Of course, the UT is very strategic in placing its ethics toward the end of the day, on the last day, and keeps everybody around. So we're all here for that. So I hope you're here for the M&A conversation. We've also got some ethics as well, just to add in for you. The discussion we'll have today is the previous two presentations, one on technology and the law, and then the startup deal killers, are very nice companion pieces to this. I don't know if it was intentional. I assume it was intentional in terms of how the flow through, because a lot of those deal killers we see and we'll talk about during the transactional process. I've done deals, sold companies to Betsy Graytok's diligence team and IBM, and we've lived through it. It's a daunting process, no doubt, as you heard, but they're an incredibly professional team and they really have it down. So it informs a lot of what we'll talk about in terms of preparing for the deal. If you can get your companies through an IBM process relatively unscathed and have it not affect the deal value and so forth, it can be a real enhancement for the investors and the stockholders in that company. And then as far as legal technology, I'll kind of point out some of the areas where increasingly we're seeing more and more legal technology used in the M&A environment.